Track 14.
Meatball Magic. How to make your first million. So, what's the connection between meatballs and big money? Read the story about Peter Hoost and find out. Polish entrepreneur Peter Hoost worked as a professor in an agricultural college before moving to Canada in the 1990s. But his background in engineering and an unfailing belief that he could make a success of his life drove him on to become a meatball millionaire. He started out washing dishes in a restaurant in downtown Ottawa, and when the manager asked him to help out rolling meatballs in the kitchen, he soon became an expert. But the job was boring, and Peter suggested that the manager should buy a meatball-making machine, so that Peter could use his time more profitably doing something else. When the manager told him there was no such thing as an automatic meatball maker, Peter was quick to spot the gap in the market. Putting his engineering knowledge to good use, he immediately started working on a prototype. He quickly came up with an incredibly simple but efficient method, the magic meatball maker. He was sure there was a market for his invention, but it took him 10 years of hard work and perseverance to find it. He had to take risks, but he believed in his idea, and he managed to persuade other people to believe in him too. A local manufacturer offered to produce the first 1,000 units in return for a share in the profits. Local stores offered to stock his meatball makers, and a friend's daughter helped him out with his first sales. But his lucky break came when he managed to persuade a TV shopping channel to promote the magic meatball maker. The channel aired a simple demonstration of the invention at work in the studio kitchen. Within minutes, they had sold more than 4,000 units. This was just the beginning. Peter had been right. He had said his meatball maker would make him a fortune, and it has. More than $2 million so far, and it's still selling to thousands of American households all across the USA. So, to all you potential inventors out there, don't give up. Your idea could be the next million-dollar success, as long as you're ready to take a couple of risks and believe in your dream.